Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Good morning. Yes, one more day to accumulate multi-million income of the Confluence Age. Yeah, let's thank Baba for this day. Yeah. So today, all of you will be in the self-respect, which the Madhubani Vasis are practicing as well. Self-respect for today is to be master form of seed form, seed stage. Okay? So, did you do it yesterday? Master Almighty Authority, who did it? Can you just put your hands up, please? Yesterday, if you have done it, like this, higher. Only three or four? So put your hands up. Let me see how many I have did. Okay. Others have forgotten? The translation is happening. Yeah. Okay. Who did it yesterday? You did? You have any special experience regarding what you have done? Okay. If you have not done yesterday, it's okay. But today. So past is past, Baba says. Anyway. But for today, let's take up this self-respect. I am Master Seed. So as you finish the class, you sit in yoga. So this is a self-respect. Yeah? So okay, this morning we have Sister Kumud, Jewel of Madhuban, in front of us. So she's been in Gyan since 1975. 1979, she dedicated. She became Brahma Kumari very fast. And maybe now in Madhuban, how many years?
2009, I came back in Madhuban.
Yeah, she was in Madhuban, then she went for service because Dadi sent her, and then she came back to Madhuban. It's like that. She will share her own experience with all of you. So, but we have very beautiful Baba's jewel in front of us. She is going to share on this topic, which is very important for all of us in this Brahmin life, you know, experiencing light, might and divine insight. So she will give her inspirations and her personal experiences regarding the topic. So let's give her a big hand and welcome her.
Baba,
so
Baba.
Now I request Kumud Ben to share her experience with all of you. Yeah.
Om Shanti. You have any questions or like that? You want to ask any question? Okay. All of you may have come in knowledge in different years or like that. But since you have become Baba child, Baba student, Baba's follower, Baba's companion, and the aim is the same. That is to become equal to Baba, as Baba has told us. So the time through which we are going, it's equal for all of us. And we all have the list of whatever we have to achieve and make Baba pleased or give return or fulfill Baba's hopes. So by keeping these things in the mind, it is good to do our meeting. I don't say class, but it is the sharing. It's Baba first gave us the dot of consciousness. And first Baba gave dot of immortal soul. Then you belong to me, second dot. To whom you belong? Who am I? And who is mine? Baba gave these two dots at the beginning when Baba started his work in 1936. Baba said, Om, Om, and soul used to become bodiless and get lost in P.U. They used to say P.U. P.U. means beloved. So soul used to get lost in his original purity, immersed in love. Because it was Baba, Shiv Baba was speaking through his mouth, Brahma Baba's mouth, Om. And that was giving the birth to the original eternal soul. And original eternal soul was then enjoying the original father. So there was no doubt, there was just meeting and getting lost in him. And there was no knowledge. And Baba's meeting and Baba's supreme power was using his own powers. And thus, it was, even Brahma's soul was experiencing what is happening. So, and then I was trying to understand what is happening. Thus, these two dots make us, if we, as yesterday we said, how I shared my experience, how I traveled because of divine insight while reading life history of Brahma Baba, how I traveled in that time. And thus, Baba gave me experiences of that time. And that was my love, that Om Niji Shuddhatma, I am original pure soul, merging, and that Om. You see, the Om travels to Paramdham. I was not there physically, but this was my very favorite thing to experience and getting lost in PU. So I was enjoying this only. And third dot, which is dot of drama. So it was the time, because we understood whole knowledge, we got whole knowledge, but the knowledge of drama was very weak. I was, as today Baba was telling, when the knowledge is weak, poor in you, Maya drags you. So third dot and dot of knowledge of drama was weak in me. So I surrendered and I became a teacher of foreign countries also. But I did not know. I was feeling that I know drama, you know. But I was, after many years I understood that I am very poor in the knowledge of drama, practical. So, when you become teacher for 4.5 years or like that, I was, while staying in home, I was teacher. Like Gita Patshala, sub-center running. There was no center and sub-center. So I went in the intoxication that I have to be free of karmic bondages. And thus I use these two points very much. and remain intoxicated. And at the beginning, each of you must know that there is great intoxication at the beginning. I think everyone must have experienced, because Baba takes great care of our godly childhood and helps us in godly studentship, godly server. And I was intoxicated in doing godly studies and godly service. These are my two favorite subjects. And thus I cut all my karmic bondages because I was doctor also. So I said, I want to be Shiva Shakti. Because doctor, pleader, lawyer, I can become in 84 births, but I cannot become Shiva Shakti. So I had that intoxication that Shiva and Shakti, so two points were very intoxicated. And thus I was in that intoxication. I said, I will take away my all jivan bandha, bondage in life in bondage. I will take away that and I will be free, mukti and jivan mukti. I will be free and life with Shiva Baba freely doing. So this was my first 4.5 years. And in that I used to do my studies, my services, my medical practice also. So in this way, and in medical practice also, I used to do double. Like if I, my consulting room, I will put gramophone record. At that time there was record. And start my medical practice. And whoever will come, I will do medical as well as spiritual. So this was completely, and then Shivratri and all the things, with these two points of consciousness I did, and Baba helped me in making me free from all karmic, like body and bodily bondages. Body, you cannot cut, so body, to cut bondage of the body is very last thing. But in this way, I became surrendered. And then I went, and then my test, first were the test between Maya and Baba, first 4.5, but these two points made me to overcome them. And when I surrendered, then it became that I was very new, and thus I got that to understand the drama I took long time. But once I understood, I conquered all the things of the negative, waste and negative, all conquered. So one thing is that when I went there, I was looking that I have to glorify Baba, I have to glorify. Now this ego started coming. Who are you? So understanding of I as eternal original soul and observing the self, now Kumud, Sister Kumud, I observe from my original one is observing how I am playing part. So soul is different than the role. So that point of the drama, that soul has to see. The third point of drama keeps you close all the time. Achal adol, immovable, unshakable is today's blessing. And that only drama can keep. Otherwise, whatever comes while you are going in the drama, we forget that we are going in the drama. And we become our old type, that we become form of that scene. And then our thoughts, our conversation, and our actions become wrong. But when we have drama inside, and thus I observed that many, many mistakes I started making. And because I could not like once what happened, as yesterday I told you the experience, and then I came to know that this is my part or in the drama. In the same way, from Guyana, I went Barbados. And there were all 95% were Christian and Negro type, I mean a black personality. And then I was never came in contact with these people. And I said, Baba, you have sent me here. And they used to see me with the doubts inside. Because many times what happened that many came like that and they, you know, they were selfish and because of that they lost, they had doubts for our personality. And thus I kept Baba with me and then I gave love to all. In supermarket also I go and give love. And they got Baba's love. They started getting Baba's love. And because of that, they started accepting me. When I was making toli for students also was looking what I'm adding in that. So in this way, they were so, but we were three staying together. One sister from Guyana, one brother, Garfield, very old and good brother, old in knowledge and good. So in this way, but because of not understanding drama, I expect them that whatever part I have to play, whatever part the sister who was doing job and staying at center has to play, and whatever brother has to play. So, the knowledge of drama being weak, we started getting entangled with each other. And thus, we started expecting, they started expecting me to be like that, and I started expecting them like that. So in this way, there was conflict started in this. So whatever is, then I came to know that I have to play my part, which Baba has told. So divine insight, when one started, then I started playing my part and becoming free from them. As much as I am free and I make others free. And that is the knowledge of drama. Because every soul has to play his part. And every soul has his own status. As Baba was, yesterday's Baba's sentence was there. So every soul has his own importance in the drama. And once we know what are that soul's importance, every soul's importance, then we give freedom to that. Freedom not in sense like Manamat. It must be Srimat, but it must be according to. So in this way, then it became smooth. So I think it is the conflict of and waste thoughts, waste or negative thoughts or why, what and all these things come. And then when I went in Jamaica, there was one thing, long time center was established, but it was not formed. Many things came, all came and all gone. Now, when I went, there were different types of people coming in the knowledge. But they were not even spiritual means applying practically. the spirituality. But they wanted to come. So in this way they came. And now they wanted that what we are doing, Brahmins are doing, they should also do inside in the kitchen and all. So this was, and when sisters were not allowing, sisters who were doing before were not allowing them to do. So in this way, what happened? And then I said, Baba, what I should do? I can't allow them. But otherwise they go with discontented mind from Baba's home. And Baba said that they are all my children. Whoever will be. But all are my children. And you just give them equal love. Irrespective of. And when I started giving them equal love, not keeping in mind, this one is very strong and good in knowledge, this one is little less, this nothing. So equally I started giving love. And when I started giving them equally love, they also started receiving it. And they were knowing these are strong and but this knowledge is very strong and we are not applying it, but we want to come and do like that. So in this way, they started allowing only strong sisters who are knowledgeful to go in kitchen. They said, no, they should do. So what I mean is the knowledge, the love, the spiritual love, equal love we all have to give, even ignorant people and Brahmin people. If some ignorant person is here who is not Brahmin and sitting, we should give equal love to them. Means our inner space must be clean, clean, clean. Not differentiating that we are very high and devotees are very low. Or something like that. Understanding knowledge is different. But behavior with real understanding of knowledge. And that is eternal soul. Eternal soul, original soul, and all are good. And in this way, giving the truth in the true way with cleanliness. As today Baba says, with true heart, you give to everyone the love. And pure love is the energy which brings transformation. That transformation, and then they started coming at evening only, and morning class was strong, and evening was mixed, like that. So they themselves understood where they are. By giving them their originality, then they accepted that we are respected. They become contented, and thus they understand, they realize their position. And this is how they started improving or progressing. It happened in the same way. What happened? I used to tell, because when we are there, no one speaks waste. Once we go, I go out, they start speaking something, 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 which is waste. Is clear? And then I used to tell them, don't speak waste. It gives so much waste of energy. Knowledge is I used to give. But the habit, to conquer the habit. And then I said, Baba, what should I do? So Baba says, you don't tell anything. You just tell. You just give love. Accept them as they are. How I accept them, because each one is my child, And I have so much love for the last child also, as Baba always speaks in Murli. So in this way, if you just give them love, never say they are speaking waste. Never say their weaknesses. And thus, when I started giving love and accepting them as they are, they started realizing, because they know that waste is wrong. But to conquer that habit needs energy. And love is the energy by which you receive that. So the knowledge of drama is something which constantly you use to see your divine insight. Because I am observer of my own divine insight, of my own role, and of my own originality. And my own originality must go in the role. And my own originality must be merged with Baba. And both are then looking as observer, my own role. You can experience when I'm speaking? Can you experience what I'm speaking? That you, your original soul and Baba, you are merged both, and then observing your role you are speaking. And then, because of that, Baba's qualities are going in the original role and are going in the original soul and going in the role. Clear? Clear? If somebody is not clear, then they can raise the hand. Is it clear? So the three dots are important. First is one dot. One dot has, but in 84 births, the first dot has become very weak. And the one who has given the birth to the first dot is he. And he is giving me, in second, as soon as I belong to him, in second he gives me inheritance. Inheritance of liberation, mukti and jivan mukti. So you belong to me. You have done this in 63 births, but now you belong to me and you are free from those things. Clear? Clear? Brothers? Is it clear for the brother? So you are so free. You are free now, free soul. And you see your bondages as detached observer, which you have created. He is showing that you have created whatever comes in front of you, you have created. Nobody else has created. So whatever comes to you, you have created. Whatever is seen by you, whatever is, so past which is there, is you have created, and coming in the present, you have created. Moment I do, I become best. My divine insight is open. And when my divine insight is open, light might, I am lighthouse might house, not only light might. So, while walking, we can practice Jwalamukhi, volcano yoga. But that will come when divine insight is open. And divine insight is original soul looking his 84 births. As Brahma Baba told, 84 births and I have come. And I become Bap and father, father and child. Become together, and then Brahma Baba and Maya also came. Maya is nothing, but when we forget our divine insight, we become physical insight, physical sight. And when we become physical sight, our light started losing, our divine insight started losing, our might started losing. We started losing our might. And in this way, we started, but we have ego, because when there is insight is not, then excite means I accept me as, suppose I am teacher. I accept me as teacher, then ego has to come. So I accept me my role. So light gone, might gone, switch off, and Maya or Ravan. Maya is, Ravan is five houses, Maya is illusion. And both do work when I, two things, I, first dot is not there, first is there, but second, remembrance of Baba not there. Then I am very powerful, my yoga is very good, I am very virtuous, I know all manners. So, where Baba gone? Without Baba's powers, you cannot have silence power. You cannot conquer anger as slogan, today's slogan. Baba's powers are there. That is why we have silence power. That is why we can conquer everything. So divine insight gives me power of silence. And power of silence, I will tell just now, how it comes. Power of silence. Power of silence is when you are in so Paramdham at home. That is also divine insight. It's not by commentary you are at home. No. Now by commentary, the dadis have no commentary. Baba never gave commentary to them. Baba gave them, this is PU and this is home. This is your home. So Baba gave them divine insight to see the home. By commentary, you just put the thought and try to experience, but you never experience the home. Now, but nobody gave you commentary for your physical home in your country. That you are from Vietnam, you are from Canada. Anybody gave? You came from there. Natural. It is natural for the physical become physical natural. So for spiritual, spiritual becomes natural. So practical spirituality is something or experiencing in practical life everything as natural is very natural. And that is our aim, to be natural. And that is why we have to be as physical, you are mother, suppose, and you are child. So it is natural you feel it is physical child. So in the same way, Baba as our mother, father, Matpita, and giving us immense happiness for 21 births, natural. Because when I, that is why, to divine insight, we need two things. One is knowledge, and that is churning knowledge, thinking of knowledge, doing the knowledge, studying knowledge, experiencing knowledge. So using eye of mind, eye of intellect, all the time, for, suppose you take the soul, soul's form, soul's home, soul's qualities, knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss, power, mercy, 8 qualities of the soul. And you start experiencing Baba, point of light, with, and I am point of light, with both having his ocean, and I am one like form of that. And we become together with so much love. Those qualities, those colors, all colors are becoming merged in us. As Sunday's Murli, you remember, Baba, ocean of virtues, and making us equal by becoming here crown, diamonds here. So we become diamonds of his crown, Baba's crown. So these colors are going in me, and now in silence, I am merged in Paramdham with Baba. And then there is stillness of thoughts. And when there is stillness, silence power emerges. In Hindi it is very good. There are 4 lines. Paramdham hai yah vishram. Means this is supreme abode. Song it is. This is supreme abode. And here you have to relax. Sankalpon ko mila viram. You have got full stop. Means you forget all thoughts. Means there is full stop. Baba says na second give full stop. So there is full stop. Viram means full stop. Means stillness. So there is solitude. There is internal, first is introvertedness, you gone there. There is stillness. And then there is silence. Now, power emerges. Silence power. And then that silence power, you enjoy. Paramananda samaya hai, you get bliss. As today, they said, this one is bliss, Paramananda, Prajnanananda, Ananda, 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 but they do not know Ananda. They do not know bliss. Today's Murli. So in the same way, you get this bliss. And you get lost. Paramananda samaya hai. Itna pyara shanti dham. There is so much loving shanti dham, land of peace. For confluence aged Brahmin. And then, kitna pyara shanti dham. Antarman ban gaya suman. Means my internal mind becomes complete sattva pradhan, positive. Complete clean, clear, true. Sattva pradhan. Antar, aao kar le prabhu milan. Come, do such meeting with Supreme. So these are songs, lines of songs I explained. And I always keep this song in me, with me. So, if we can use this silence power and love give, plenty love give, for good one also you give love, for anything bad, anything weakness also, I give love. Because that love for the weak souls or for the bad thing is mercy. It's called mercy. Mercy is nothing but love. But love for the weaknesses. So for the self also, for our weaknesses also. Because we are working on the self constantly. Divine insight means and to do world service through the divine insight means work on the self. And that goes in the world. So constantly I, my Baba, and my Baba is working on me, and I am also working on me. So both are working on the self. If Baba is only working on me, and I am not working on me, it will not happen. So I am still with Baba, and that becomes my stillness. That is what free from waste thoughts. Stillness is free from negative thoughts, free from unnecessary thoughts, free from ordinary thoughts, free from weak thoughts. And that makes me to change. It's clear? And it is practical also, because practice makes practical. If practice is not there, can anything happen practical? So once you understand this, then there is no negativity, like hatredness. Today Baba was telling in Blessing. There is no hatredness, there is no jealousy. And there is no dislike. That is the main thing of anger. When you don't like anybody's anything, then you dislike that one. So I like everybody's everything, bad or good. And that is why this third point of drama, bad or good I like. That is something like game, you are looking the game as observer. And when you use this, you enjoy of your victory every second, every time. Is it clear? Is it clear? Because if there is no negativity, as our sisters in Punjab used to go, and there were terrorism, there was. And those people will put the letter in the, through the door at the center, that come and meet me at this spot, at this time. The letter is there. Sisters came home, they opened the door, the letter is there. These are the things practically happening, whatever I'm telling. And then they sit in with Baba and they prepare their bag with toli and this and that and some gift. And they go at that spot, at that place, at that time. And the car comes, people come, and they see the sisters. And sisters meet them. It is as if we go some VIP or some people to meet with so much love and regard to them. They will meet them. And they will give Baba's drishti, because it is Baba going. When you are instrument, who is doing everything? It is drama gives you karan karavan har, and you are instrument. I-ness has gone. When I-ness has gone, then Baba starts working. When sense of instrument is there, Baba starts working. When I am doing, then Baba becomes observer. Do. So this is then that they used to see them with great, you know, sharp eyes they will see, because they are very also clever. And they will get Baba's vision. And they will bow that we will not do anything to you. Then they will make them to go and they will put them at center. So we all have to be prepared for this future time, because we are Baba's special children, world servers, and all will taste us. This is battlefield. And we are victorious warriors, because with three dots we are victorious. Each one is respected. They are not terrorists. They are Baba's children. We respect them as Baba's children. And that is why Baba is telling, become knowledgeful but renouncer of the old world. So old world's feeling that terrorism means bad, anger means bad. Yes, knowledge is there, anger means bad, terrorism means bad. But cycle, rotate the cycle. What is bad and what is good? So all souls are Baba's. When you are in confluence age and God is present and we have recognized Him, that He is present on earth to give liberation, life liberation, and He has chosen us as special souls. And we are special souls like Baba, who is with me. And He is acting through me. And I am instrument. This is how I have to act. So actor of confluence age must know how to act. And act and action, the drama and karma, work together. So all like 4 days back, one couple with two children came. I am in reception. And the sister used to go deal like Murli class, and she brought her husband now. And children also. Children go with mother sometimes, like that. But husband was, and then I gave them the, you know, tour of 4 places. And he was, then I said, he was looking to me sharply like that. And I accepted him as Baba, very, and then at the end, he was in Baba's room doing like this. And children, and they were looking Baba like that. And then at the end, he bowed. First he said, I said, you go in Baba's home. Then he said, I will try. And then at the end, when I again took them in reception, gave toli, he bowed. And he said, I will go, definitely. Now, this atmosphere may have, but then according to his role, what we have to do, plenty, plenty, plenty. We have to see each one as how Baba will look, I will look to it. This is known as insight. So it's just suppose that couple and that family came. So that time only is the consciousness is that that this soul is has to get his own inheritance. And it is Baba loves soul so much that he has come at Baba's home. So consciousness of giving him maximum his birthright. And that love, Baba, how Baba will give love. So in this way, if I see inside in my world, internal world, all the time Baba, and the scene outside, and all the time Baba, Baba Srimad, Baba's knowledge is Baba Srimad. Many times we say, what is Srimad, what is Srimad, what is Srimad? You know, this is the problem I have, and what is Srimad? Many times we don't, and to for insight, Srimad and yoga of intellect with Baba, these are two things, then Maya cannot do anything. Every moment Baba is with me, means my yoga of intellect with Baba. And every time, that is Sat, companionship. And Hath, Hath is Srimad. Sat and Hath. Is it clear? Sat is companionship with Baba. Means my Buddhi Yoga, Yoga of intellect with Baba. What is companion? Is Yoga of intellect, as Baba was telling, with friends, with relatives, with your bodily being, with your habits, old habits, all these things will break your yoga of intellect. Means company will be another. And company, today's Murli, company will be different, then it will influence you. Is it not today's Murli? Yes? Yes? So your first is company and companionship. Me and my Baba. That is inside. These are two points. Me and my Baba. And third is drama. That is every act, every strip. Suppose this is line in which I am walking. So this is drama strip. And every second, tick, tick, I walk. Company, manmana bhava, and walk on drama. Srimad. Because drama scene, this, then next, this. And everything which is coming is my karma. Whatever is coming is my karma. Past karma coming in the present, as present. And whatever I do at present, that is great charity I have to do. And that is making fruitful every second, every moment. By Srimad means hand in hand. Company is there, but hand is gone. Suppose you have someone's company, but hand is not hold. Then in confusion, you get lost. You go somewhere, and companion go somewhere. Isn't it? Or father goes somewhere, and child goes somewhere. When the mob comes like that, when the hand is not hold. So Srimad is hand. And what is Srimad? Is the elevated, most elevated knowledge which Baba spoke through the mouth of Prajapita Brahma. Is Srimad. Like today he said, don't see bodily being. Now how can it, what does it mean? Every second, everything, bodily being are around. But insight should not be seen in the internal world. External sight will see bodily being and I am in contact with bodily being. But in the internal world, there is no pull. There is pure love, has no pull. Baba's love, Paramatma love, Supreme's love is very, very clean love. So once we have these things, then that is why third point of drama keeps us doing elevated karmas all the time and keeping us in company of companion and following his Srimad. Because through Srimad, he works in through me. Clear? Karan Karav. This link is there, that is company. And through Srimad, he makes me to do. Clear? And then I become sovereign by this, and then I make our these. So two sovereigns, two Karan Karavanhar. He makes me to do, I make my organs to do. Automatic it is, because there is power to become self-sovereign. Otherwise, where is the power for becoming self-sovereign? So that is why obedient children sitting on the heart, honest children, loyal, obedient, they are sitting on the heart throne of Father. And thus, now if you want to ask anything, or if you didn't understand anything, or any questions is there, still there is some time, and then, yes, your translator, where is your teacher today? No, you had to come closer to me. You come closer. Imagination and experience. These are two powers, you know. Like first you say, I imagine this is supreme abode. This is my home. I imagine. Clear? So imagination is that is power of the mind. But the intellect power is experience. Mind imagines that, I imagine there is golden red divine light. I imagine. Clear? Now, it is very good that intellect is mother. And mind is child. So when you want to experience anything, mind asks mother, child asks mother, that suppose supreme abode about home. So who am I first asked? So intellect says, I am soul. And here TV opens. Divine intellect, divine insight, it's like TV. You experience and visualize that home, that you are point of light. Then how I look, you are point of light, soul is point of light, and you experience. But you have to put the coin of question, mind asking the question. And then telephone, the TV opens. Is it clear? So experience is like spiritual TV is opened. Like for five questions, you always ask for opening divine insight. Number one, mind asking intellect, You can write this. Ramnath Bhai always gives this. Number one, mind and intellect, harmony between mind and intellect. Number one question, who am I? Mind asks, who am I? My con. Intellect answers, I am soul. Now you start experiencing here the divine energy point. Divine energy, I am soul. And body separate. Clear? Is it clear? Second, if I'm body, I know how I look. If I'm soul, then how I look? You are point of divine energy, divine light. You are light, point of divine light. When intellect answers, you start experiencing. You experience your soul, and now you are divine point of light energy. Then third is, if I am soul and point of light, where is my home? Your home is this, beyond abode. So there is no imagination now. But imagination turns into experience. Clear? And then fourth is that, what are my qualities or what is my religion? And these are knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss, mercy, power. You are full of this quality. And then fifth is how I function. Mind asks intellect, how I function, how soul functions. And then she says, mind, intellect, then sense organs, the body, sanskar. So this is the way I function, I soul function. So I am sovereign, self-sovereign. So these are five things. Divine energy now start working, and you can do by divine intellect, divine insight, you can act outside all the time. That is the balance of divine intellect. Internal world and outer world, same. So outer world does not affect me, but inner world constantly affects the outer world. So I am safe also. Safety is there and service is there. And playing part is at the same time, like God. So drama actor is there. And Baba's service, Baba's remembrance is there, Baba's service is there. And when we are busy in this, we do not have waste. And we do not have negative. Clear? Is brother clear for question answer? His question. You got? Yes? He doesn't say? Yes. Huh? Okay? Yes. Anyone? Anything you can. No, she will come and tell me. You tell me. Qualities of the soul, yeah.
How do I improve eight qualities?
Number one, first in my inner world, I have to keep awareness. First is awareness. Many times we have peace. We know, but we are not aware of peace. That is why we become peaceless. So first is awareness. That is putting the first dot. Who am I? Second dot is, I may not have peace all the time equal to Father. So Father's company. Who has put me first dot is always with me. In confluence each. That is the faithful intellect and loveful intellect. Two things are for divine insight. When faithful is not there, doubt comes. Awareness doesn't come. And love is not there, love goes somewhere. Baba has also gone. So loveful intellect and faithful intellect and awareness. For first awareness, second Father coming with me, and third Father's Srimad. Suppose now someone is angry, so I have to keep peace, silence, love, tolerance. This is what Baba said in Murli, which I am using as Srimad. So Murli is full of Srimad. Every sentence is Srimad. So that time you will peace, or sometimes you are nervous, then bliss is there, happiness. There is sorrow. Then happiness is there. So using the qualities according to the person, situation, circumstances, and doing good karmas with Father and Father Srimad. Okay? This keeps you perfect. I am doctor. This keeps you perfect health. Spiritual health. Because three dots are working, you are spiritual. So original soul with Father and original eternal drama. Soul working constantly, spiritual health. It gives you intellectual health. Because divine intellect is true intellect, real intellect, clean intellect. So, intellect does not get spoiled because of bad and good. You know? Clean remains clean. Bad cannot make me unclean, make me bad. That means it is victory of bad. Victory of weakness, you know? So there is intellectual health. And third is social health. Social health in family, job and all. That is brotherhood. One family and brotherhood. With spiritual love, pure feelings and good wishes. And physical health. Diet, exercise, then sleep and Rajyoga lifestyle. Okay? And this all requires light, might, divine insight. Then your health is perfect. we will get all, like Dadi is getting karma, weaknesses, accidents Dadi Guldhar got. So karmas, karmic accounts and all this will go, but we are healthy. Like Dadi never became sick. Guldhar Dadi, as you saw. So we never become sick because of sicknesses. Clear? Karma, because of companionship of Baba. Yeah. Of course, drama and karma going on. Many times in the drama it happened. So it has to happen. And of course it is beneficial because she is going, becoming equal to Baba now. Baba comes in her, but she has to cross her own things. Even Brahma Baba had to cross. Okay? No question inside means clarity, you know. Faithful means no question, no doubt. Doubt means question. Clear? If something is there which you do not understand in the knowledge, then keep that, but never create doubt. Tomorrow you will understand. Clear? But never create doubt in knowledge. In Murli thi. Especially Murli. Knowledge is nothing but Murli. Avyakta vasakar. Okay. Thank you very much for everything. No. It is Shiv Baba, Bap Dada. And we are, I am happy. I'm giving hand to you, big hand to you, for to all of you.